Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. One of the three Afghan soldiers granted bail by a New York immigration judge will remain detained for now as his lawyer tries to raise some money. All three soldiers fled a training exercise on Cape Cod last month, and they're asking for asylum and protection in the U.S. WBUR's David Boeri met the soldiers at the detention center near Buffalo, New York, and has their story.
Shall I call you Captain?
Yes, I'm Captain Nurullah Aminyar from Afghanistan.
Are you still confident that you have your rank?
Yeah.
But the paychecks have stopped. And there's the threat of reprisals ever since Captain Aminyar and his fellow officers abandoned their assignment and embarrassed the Afghan army, as well as their government, by seeking asylum 3 weeks ago. The uniform he wears is detainee blue. He sits in a federal immigration lockup set in the cornfields of western New York. His fellow inmates are Mexicans, Jamaicans, and Central Americans, detained in the Southwest but shipped up here. Aminyar can't escape the sense of life's unpredictability.
Back in Afghanistan, I had the power, I had the man, and I had everything.
He's 30 years old. He's committed no crimes, and he poses no danger the government says it's aware of, though it has initiated proceedings to deport him. Aminyar says he decided to make his move for Canada after a phone call to his family while he was training on Cape Cod. He learned that the Taliban had barged into his home with machine guns and assault rifles. They'd terrorized his wife, his parents, and his five young children.
And they're looking for me. Where is Nurullah? Where is Nurullah?
The Taliban knew where he lived, and retaliation against soldiers and their families has become routine, according to news reports and the soldiers themselves. With Aminyar translating, his comrade, Captain Mohammed Askarzada, told of phone calls his father had received.
The conversation was, your son is in the military. If we catch him, we will kill him, and we will also, if we catch you, also kill you.
After the Taliban came looking for him at his family's home, Aminyar, who was on Cape Cod, spoke with his father.
He told me there is no place to be safe in Afghanistan, and they're looking for you everywhere.
And his wife was equally emphatic, saying,
there is no way to come back. There is no chance for you to be alive in Afghanistan.
The captain says he told his colonel, who was also at the training exercise in Cape Cod. But the colonel did not report the incident to the defense ministry, as he'd promised. What the colonel did do, Aminyar says, was to order another officer to follow Aminyar when he left the base to visit a nearby Walmart. That officer was none other than Major Jean Arash. He had been a soldier for 29 years, and he said the Taliban knew where he lived. He says he was tired and in fear.
All of my life in war was just we see the war. Peace is good.
In 4 days, they would have to return to Afghanistan. So there, in the aisle of the women's section in Walmart, the major made his decision to seek asylum along with the subordinate officers. Captain Askarzada, who has relatives in Canada, checked out YouTube to figure the best way to cross the border. And after a $1,600 cab ride from Boston, atop the $230 ride from the Cape, they were over the Rainbow Bridge. But their dream wasn't coming true. Sent back to the States, the three asylum seekers became detainees in the federal detention facility next to another kind of warehouse owned by Nabisco. On Wednesday, the lawyer for Major Arash persuaded a federal judge over the government's objection to allow his release on bond. But then the judge set it at $25,000.
It is a lot of money.
A day later, the sad-faced major smiled weakly at the impossibility of raising the money, equivalent to 5 years of his salary.
I wanted to tell him I don't have any money here in my country also. Now in my life, I don't have $25.
It was his comrades who would pay those cab fares. So Arash and his fellow officers are spending their days in detention. The first time for all of them, separated from each other, watching television and worried about children, a pregnant wife, and their families in Afghanistan, where they say they can't go back and their families can't remain. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Bowery.